Well, there's a classic, Bo Carini's Minuet there with a few good friends, Stephen Iserlis on the cello, Stephen Hoff at the piano. You can just feel them chuckling away, smiling away as they play that. And today on the Jukebox, I'm joined by violinist and artistic director Michael Schulte of Chamber Music Hamilton. He is bringing a show Sunday, November 16th called Michael Schulte and Friends. And that is one of the region's longest running and most beloved chamber music series. Welcome, Michael. Welcome back to the Jukebox.
Hi, Daniel. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Great to have you back. And congratulations on another wonderful season up ahead. This upcoming program is quite a departure from your usual format.
It is.
Kind of pop style classics in a chamber setting. You've checked off all the bases here, from Vivaldi's Winter, some Star Wars, Rossini, William Tell. Tell me about this program.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought I'd pick a collection of pieces that, you know, I like performing the great classics, the big serious stuff. But there's a lot of great music outside of that, right?
Absolutely.
There's a reason certain things become terribly popular. I mean, I don't understand some of it that well, but
isn't that interesting? Some music, you know, they're one hit wonders, you know, like the Ponchielli, you know, Disney's Fantasia comes to mind. Other times, a composer would just toss off something on the side and boom, it became a, you know, world famous.
And of course, there are all kinds of different styles that might be terribly popular, right? But, you know, maybe I'm too old to fully appreciate some of them.
Now, these are great. They're all great hits of classical melody. Auld Lang Syne, we love to feature that one.
Yeah, aren't they great?
Yeah, and you have the Magnificent Seven, some soundtracks, some Star Wars.
Yeah, isn't that fun? The ultimate piece of Americana, I think, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't think of another piece that somehow encapsulates the American sound more in the popular imagination.
Terrific. All right. Well, we'll be galloping along with the William Tell, and you've even thought of the Emperor Waltz for the waltz lovers in your crowd. So congratulations. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's a great piece, the Emperor Waltz, isn't it? It is so. It is just, there's something about it. It's no surprise that Brahms heard it and said, you know, there's something so special and so Viennese about it, I can't write like that, you know? But then, of course,
great.
Brahms was endlessly self-deprecating and thought everything was better than what he wrote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, poor fellow, right? You know, almost burned all his teenage manuscripts and took 2 decades to write his symphony. Incredible.
Yeah. And then I think one of the most astounding stories about that is that when Schumann wrote in the Neue Zeitschrift für Musik, which he was editing and directing at that point, that Brahms was the future of music, Brahms just destroyed 21 of his 24 string quartets, leaving only 3.
Incredible. Oh, the tragedy. Yeah. Well, Michael, I love the energy you're bringing into this event. And of course, I've performed with you. It is just a joy.
Oh, thank you, Daniel.
I mean, we played the Brahms. We played our Brahms and we hit it off right away. Tell me about some of the other performers for this event. Who are the friends joining you for this concert, and tell me about that chemistry.
Yeah, thank you. I've got Tim Ying on, he's playing violin with me. He's the original first violinist of the Great Ying Quartet, which I presented a couple of months ago as the first concert of the season. Yeah, and they're in residence at Rochester. They were all students there, and then, you know, they were a resident quartet there, and, you know, they have had a stunning career and are very, very popular with my audience. And now Tim had a bunch of kids, and then, you know, the touring all around the world all the time, it doesn't let you have much time with your kids, does it?
Oh, yeah, I know something about that, and so do you.
Right?
So, definitely. Nice. Well, what a reunion.
And we've got Caitlin Boyle from the Cecilia Quartet playing viola, and we've got Drew Comstock on cello. We've got a great chemistry going, as you say.
Wonderful. That's Michael Schulte and Friends, a concert taking place Sunday, November 16th at Chamber Music Hamilton. You can get your tickets at chambermusichamilton.com. All right. What else is up happening for that remarkable 2025-2026 lineup up ahead?
Yeah, well, we've got the Quartetto Latino Americano, their final tour after 44 years. isn't that a long time for a string quartet to be playing and playing and playing high and low.
Yeah. What is the old joke about string quartets? Half the time they play in tune, and the other time they're tuning. They're tuning their instruments.
That's right, and arguing about tuning.
Oh yeah, there's that. That's right. Fantastic. And what else is happening?
You and I are happening, right? That's quite exciting.
Oh, yeah. Next spring. That's going to be exciting. Yeah.
End of June, right?
End of June. That's right.
We had a great time with that last year, and I look forward to it again. Yeah. We have a good synergy, Daniel. I like it.
Absolutely.
It just fits. There's no arguing.
Yeah. We have to add some arguing next time. Let's do what the rest do. Tell me, Michael, while I have you, do you have a personal favorite piece? You know, a piece of music that gives you chills, no matter how many times you've played it. There's that one work.
It's a good question. And then, of course, I play something and I think this one, and I play something else and I think this one. I mean, of course, I'm a Sagittarian, and we feel that variety is the spice of life. I mean, I suppose if I had to choose one, I'd probably take Bach with me, because somehow you never overhear Bach, right?
Every piece is a piece of perfection in the world of Bach.
Incredible. And the output of this man in every way, 24 children, over 1,000 opuses, and some of them great big works, like Art of the Fugue.
Yeah. How did he do all that with the children roaming in the house? I know he'd escape to the attic right away. Ah, incredible. Well, you're bringing some Bach also to this event, the Bach Second Brandenburg Concerto. Nice. Sunday, November 16th.
Ironically, one that wasn't written for strings, but rather for all the wind instruments. Of course, all the others, that have strings, one knows well and plays regularly, but it's a treat for me to be able to play one that I wouldn't otherwise be as much part of.
Okay, just a joy. I know we can go on for hours
here.
Yeah,
you're right.
Thank you so much. And for more of that energy, go to this event Sunday, November 16th. One time only, a pop-style journey through timeless tunes that crossed from the concert hall into everyday culture. From Vivaldi's Winter, some Star Wars in there, Rossini. Get the full schedule at chambermusichamilton.com. Hey, Michael, all the best to you. Wishing a memorable event there.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Cheers.
Bye then.